Hayden Flyer Baseball is on the air. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lilly's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for all the exciting play-by-play action of UD Baseball. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Doug Brown. And good morning, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Dayton Flyer Baseball as they take on the South Dakota Jackrabbits, South Dakota State Jackrabbits, in game four of the four-game series. The Flyers have taken two out of three so far. South Dakota State won the first game of the series on Friday, 8-5. Dayton came back with a 15-5 drubbing of South Dakota State on Friday in game two. That went eight innings. And then yesterday, Flyers won 7-3 over South Dakota State. Parker Bard went five innings, gave up three hits, a run that was earned, walked two, struck out four, and threw 80 pitches. And Luke Baker came in after him, pitched three innings, and Nick Wisman finished up with an inning. So pretty good outing for the Flyers so far this weekend. On the mound tonight for the Flyers will be Aiden Tran, and for the South Dakota State Jackrabbits, it'll be Arlen Peters. Get a chance to talk to the coach. We'll do that right after this. You're listening to the Dayton Flyers on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing.
Jason, two good games, two-game winning streak. Talk about yesterday's game.
Yeah, yesterday I thought Bard did a nice job on the mound for us. And then, the guys that came in after him also did a very good job. And usually starts and ends with the pitching. And I think we did a good job there. But obviously the guys are focused coming out of the gate, scored five in the first inning. And I think that kind of set us up for the rest of the game. I thought, we did a really nice job all around.
Yeah, you got that. Like I said before, you got that knack of scoring a lot of runs sometimes in certain innings.
Yeah,
and
I think
yesterday was the inning.
Yeah, it's a good lineup. I mean, there's a lot of different kind of hitters in there, and when we don't take any at bats off, it's hard to get through it.
Yeah. So, Bard pitched yesterday. He had Fennell. He went pretty good on Friday. You guys are just your pitching. Your starters have gone longer into the game than normal.
Yes, I think that early in the season it's just kind of built that way that they won't go long. But some of it has been contributed to guys not pitching as well as we'd want, to being out of there sooner than we want. But some of it is a pitch count thing.
Oh,
but
okay.
Now it's there's still some guys, even Fennell and Bard, they're not like completely built up. And same thing with Peguero. So we're still in that phase, and hopefully, right when we get to conference play, they'll be completely built up to go 100 plus pitches.
I tell you what, those guys did. Those guys have done phenomenal the last three games.
Yeah, I think it's so important to get good starts on the mound, and just competitive starts. I think that's the biggest thing. Is just guys going out there attacking. It doesn't mean that you have to get tons of strikeouts or not let up any runs. It just means that you have to be on the attack. And I think the guys that have started this weekend all were on the attack pretty much, and hoping that Tran will do the same today.
Yeah, talk about Tran and what he has to offer.
Well, he's a left-hander, and he's got a upper 80s, low 90s fastball with a really good breaking ball and a changeup. So when he's on, he'll have a mix that's hard for guys to handle.
See, I noticed, the bullpen, they've come in, Nick has come in, done a great job, and, your bullpen's very rested right now.
Well, except for Wisman. I think he'll be off today and probably Baker, but, there's some guys that are going to get in there today that I think have been waiting for their chances, and I think they'll do a good job when they get the opportunity.
Talk about the hitting in the last 3 days, or last 2 days.
I mean, the hitting is just we have a lot of talented hitters. And, if they're focused and they have the right approach and the right mindset, like, they're pretty hard to handle. I mean, it's not like that guy that they had starting yesterday was a slouch. He was a good pitcher. And, our guys handled him very well. So
yeah, he kind of settled down after the first inning.
Yeah, he did. He settled down. And then he was a little bit erratic after the second inning. But, overall, he's a good pitcher. His numbers, show that over a long period of time. But, our hitters are just there's a lot to them. And there's guys on the bench that can hit. And, 1 through 9, there's guys that can do a lot of different things. So we're happy with what those guys are doing.
And the depth is something else, too, because they can come off the bench. And it's been obvious the last couple of days when you've had Garzola, he's been playing in the outfield, but he was coming off the bench yesterday. And then you got Mendez, who's playing left field, and of course McDougal.
Yeah, I mean, there's the guys that have been in the lineup have all held their own, and then the guys that are coming off the bench, those are good players too. And then obviously we got Keegan Calero, who's been out, who's going to return.
That's right, I forgot about him.
Yeah, and he's one of the main cogs in our offense, so we really like what those guys are doing. It's in but every day is a new day, and it comes down to just being extremely focused and competitive in the box. And if those guys are set up that way and their mindset is there, they're gonna do just fine.
Well, Coach, it's the finale of a 4-game set, and good luck to you today.
Thanks a lot.
We'll be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to the pregame show here on the Gem City Sports Network. Rowley's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Today's player profile is being brought to you by the USO. Joining us today is Nolan Watson, and he's a catcher, he's a grad student, and you are from?
Manahawkin, New Jersey.
Manahawkin, New York.
Yep.
I knew that. I just couldn't think of it right away. So, how things going so far with you and your studies?
With my studies so far? I'm about to get my master's at the end of the semester. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm thankful that being here and some extra years due to COVID and injury have given me the opportunity to get my master's degree. I'm excited.
So what's your major? I forget what it was.
Master's in communications.
Oh, so you wanted to come up here and do this with
me
then, huh?
Yeah, no, I want to play baseball, and if I can't play baseball, I want to coach. So
okay, well, you can always come up here and do this,
And just, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I mean, look at all the pro players that have done that.
True, very true.
Yeah, I had a guy down in Cincinnati, Joe Nuxall, youngest pitcher ever, mm-hmm. youngest player ever to play in the major leagues. He ended up being up here for, good Lord, I don't know, 45 years, 50 years before he died, so. Yeah.
That could be fun, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Good and rewarding, too.
All right.
How old were you when you first started playing baseball?
As young as I can remember, really. I mean, since my dad gave me a ball and a glove, as long as I've been playing.
Was this his vision of you doing that?
I think so, yeah. He played professionally. And,
oh, yeah? Where
and,
at?
He played in college at Cal State Fullerton. He was a pitcher.
Oh, yeah?
And then he played in the Blue Jays minor league organization for 3 years.
Okay. Do you have any hobbies outside baseball?
Yeah, I like to play disc golf. That's like probably one of my biggest hobbies. I like to play video games with my teammates and my old high school friends and stuff. And I like to read a little bit. That's pretty much it in my free time, though.
I was going to say, how do you juggle your school plus the baseball, and then you have time? You find time to have your hobbies in.
Right. Yeah. I mean, as a grad student, I definitely have a lot more time than I used to. In undergrad, I only have two classes, so I'd.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have a good amount of time for my hobbies now.
Oh, okay.
I paid my dues though in the undergrad.
How do you balance your time between baseball and school?
I would say it's taken some practice just because, you know, you have 20 plus hours a week of practice, and then, you know, you want to be the best on the field, so you're doing extra stuff. So it's definitely a challenge, but if you want to be the best player on the field and off the player, it's some sacrifices you gotta make sacrifices to do well in both.
What do you think is the biggest challenge between college athletes, you know, what they face today?
I would say there is an overwhelming amount of things you gotta do all at once, kinda. You really got like four like key aspects of your life. Like I'd say you have your schoolwork, your play on the field, and practice and stuff, and then you have sleep and social life, and it's kind of hard to be good at all four. So usually one of them start to lack a little bit. I think the biggest challenge is managing all four of those and being great at all of them.
Do you get a chance to watch TV any?
I watch a little bit, yeah. I watch some Netflix or Hulu here and there, just shows I want to watch.
Do you have a favorite show?
That's a good question. I would say my favorite show of all time is probably Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you had a chance to go on that show, would you be a guest star or something like that?
I think I could be a guest star. Yeah. I don't know if I'd want to play like one of the drug lords or anything, but I think I could be an extra somewhere, or maybe a gas station attendant, like in a extra scene, something cool like that.
Yeah, they shoot movies around here all the time.
Yeah.
What's your favorite video game? You said you like to play video games. Which mm-hmm. one's your favorite?
Oh, Fortnite, definitely. Okay. Me and my teammates play Fortnite a lot. Me and Nick Wisman and Ryan Packard and our team manager Connor Heinemann. That's our squad of four.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we always play together.
Any good?
Yeah, we're pretty good. Okay. We're like a little above average, I'd say. we win some, we lose a bunch, but it's fun.
You know, with you being a grad student, would you take an incoming freshman, like say McDougal, mm-hmm. you know, since he's catching?
Yeah.
Would you take him under your wing and show him around?
Absolutely, and I have. Like, he's been, the moment that he's got on campus, Coach King was like, "Hey, Waddy, like I need you to take this kid under your wing and and make him great." So every day, all fall and leading up to the spring, we've been working. And I mean, he had to step in for me when I went down. And as you can see, he's doing great. So he looks good back there. I'm excited.
He started in game one.
Yeah.
You know, at the DH, he started in game
yeah.
one.
Yeah, he can hit. He can hit.
Exactly. You think he might be another Pools?
I think he could be, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think so.
I know.
No one's going to be like my old roommate Marcos.
No.
But I think McDougal is definitely going to be a stud for years to come for Dayton. It's going to be a fear that other teams' pitchers face for a long time.
So, in other words, yeah, for the next four, maybe 5 years, don't park out and be on the wall, because he might just send you over to a auto glass repair.
No, I think it might be three. I think after a few years, he might be getting drafted out of here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a more realistic option.
Is that what you hope to get done, is get drafted?
That's what I hope to get done, yeah. As a grad student, I know it's a little more challenging to get drafted when I have no more years of eligibility left, but I'm going to do everything I can from here until the end of the season, the end of the summer, to make that goal a reality. And if I can't, then I'm gonna try to keep playing as long as I can.
What's your favorite team?
The Philadelphia Phillies.
Okay, you're from Lower New Jersey then.
I am.
Southern New Jersey.
Yep.
Okay. I was gonna say, don't say that team in pinstripes.
Nope.
In the Big Apple.
No, definitely not.
I'm a Guardians fan, so.
Okay.
Actually, Indians, but. What team, and it could be any team, would you like to play for?
That's a good question. Someone asked me this the other day. I think I would have to go with my hometown. Not hometown, but my favorite team, the Phillies.
Okay.
I think just playing for the team that I've been a fan for my whole life would be a pretty surreal feeling.
You know, Mike Schmidt was here from here.
Really?
Yeah.
From Dayton?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he went to Fairview High School. His dad.
Wow.
His dad owned a diner over on Leo Street called Jack's Diner.
Okay.
And I used to go there all the time. Jack was
Jack's Diner.
Yeah. It's not there anymore. I think it's a tire shop, and there was a pool right behind it.
Hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Okay.
But Mike never come up here. He's down in Clearwater now. So, who did you watch? What player did you watch growing up?
Growing up, I think, I mean, I watched all that whole Phillies team growing up was like my favorite players, like Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, mm-hmm. Jason Worth, all those guys. So I think just that collection, that group of guys, I didn't really have I'd say my favorite player was probably Ryan Howard, but I liked all those guys.
Okay. Now, this is after you're done,
mm-hmm.
after you get out of school here. If someone were to give you $1 million, what would you? What would be the first thing you do?
First thing I do.
Yeah. So I told you there were different questions for next year.
That's a good question. My dad's a financial advisor. I'd probably ask him what to do with it. I'd be like, Dad, I need some help with this. Tell me what you think I should do, and I'll probably take the advice.
Maybe you ought to go ask him. Say, hey, somebody's going to give me $1 million after this.
I'll ask him. I'll ask him tonight and see what he says, and then I'll come back to you and let you know what he tells me.
All right. That'll work. I'll be down at Northern Kentucky on Tuesday.
Sweet.
And back here on Wednesday. What's your favorite sports moment that has happened to you in your lifetime?
This definitely involves me and my dad. It was a little league tournament. I hit a walk-off home run to win the championship. And the other team, we were probably like 12. The other team's coach was chirping at me and my team the whole time. My friend's dad was the first base coach. He was yelling at him. And then, my dad and him, after I touched home plate, we're all celebrating. They're arguing about going to fight in the parking lot. So this dude's like yelling at my dad, telling him, let's go to the parking lot. My dad's saying, all right, let's go to the parking lot. They didn't end up fighting in the parking lot, but that's definitely my favorite moment on this field. And then in addition to that, my dad having my back was awesome.
If you were given a chance to play another sport, which sport would it be? Disc golf, right?
I like disc golf, but it's just a fun hobby for me. As soon as I tried to play in a tournament, it was not fun anymore
because
it was with all these like semi pro guys and pro guys. They were really good, and I can just kind of launch the disc far. So, I would say football. Football is really fun. We play like flag football sometimes for conditioning as a team, and it's just so much fun. I think I could have been really good at football if I played.
What position would you play? Wide receiver, quarterback,
probably,
running back?
Probably quarterback or maybe receiver, defensive back.
Did you play in high school?
I didn't.
Okay.
No.
Who's been the most influential person in your life? Did I stump you?
No. I think it's my dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your dad's name?
My dad's name is Matt. Okay. Matthew Watson.
Okay. Now, here's going to be a tough one for you.
Okay.
Okay. If you were a coach,
mm-hmm.
okay, and you had a chance to pick your starting nine players, who would they be? This could be any baseball player from the start of the time, from the start of baseball.
Like major league players?
Any player. I know somebody picked Castillo and I think it was Yaman. He picked Castillo and Wisman to be on his team too. So it could be anybody in baseball.
Hmm. if we're picking anybody in baseball, like, no offense to Yaman and Castillo, I'm not putting them out there. And Wisman? No, I mean, I'm going to put Randy Johnson out there. I'm not putting Wiss up there. I think Wiss could be up there one day. Wiss is another guy that's going to be playing pro ball here soon. I'm going to go Randy Johnson on the bump.
Okay.
Yadier Molina behind the plate. I want a big bat at first base. Barry Bonds play first, or is he a DH?
He's outfield.
Outfield.
Played right field most of the time.
First base. I mean, anybody can play first base.
Well, you had guys like McGuire, McCovey.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go McGuire at first base. Okay. Big bat. Second base, I'm gonna go Altuve.
Okay.
I'd love him in the lineup, despite all the cheating allegations. I think he'd be
awesome. they got. I don't know if they really did it or not, but if they did, you can't blame a player.
Yeah, you can't blame one guy.
No.
Altuve, second base, shortstop. This is a tough one because I don't know if I want a defensive stud at short. A guy's just going to lock it down or another crazy bat.
I'd put, Ozzie Smith or Dave Concepcion or Bud Harrelson.
That's crazy. I haven't heard any of those names before.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm going to go Derek Jeter at shortstop.
Okay.
You might not like that one, but pinstripes. Derek Jeter.
Third base, I think I know. Mike Schmidt.
Yeah, Mike Schmidt, third base.
Now that guy, you know, he wasn't really anything here in Dayton. When he played high school, he played Fairview High School. And he really wasn't anything until he got up to Ohio U.
Wow.
So when you guys go down to Ohio U, you're going to be playing on the same field that you did. So
I'm going to go Ken Griffey in one of my corner outfields, Barry Bonds, other corner outfield. Center field.
That's probably the toughest one.
Center field is tough.
There's been so
might
many.
Might just go with a current guy in center field. I'm going to go Mike Trout, center field.
Okay.
DH, I'm going to go with my guy, Bryce Harper.
Okay, yeah. He's playing first base now, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he can DH. No, oh, okay. DH, Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, okay.
DH, Shohei Ohtani. There you go. That's my all-time.
Okay. Well, Nolan, thanks for coming on, and good luck to you the rest of the year.
All right. Appreciate it.
Get back out there behind the dish.
I'll do my best.
We'll be back with more of the pregame show right after this. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. And back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, we are getting set for game four of our four-game series with the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. And here's the starting lineup. First of all, for the Jackrabbits, they come in at 7-8. Leading off and playing center field will be Reese Anderson. Batting second to shortstop, Carter Sintek. Batting third to DH, Dawson Perry. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Cale Frost. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Luke Lusky. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Cade Stuff. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Jess Bellows. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jordan Sagadahl. And batting ninth, the third baseman, Bryce Ronkin. Once again, for the Jackrabbits, it's Anderson in center, Sintek at short, Perry at the DH. Frost in right, Lusky at first, Stuff at second, Bellows in left, Sagadahl behind the plate, Ronkin at third, and on the mound is Arlen Peters. Peters is a right-hander, 6'2", 230, from a junior from Schatzenfeld, Manitoba. He also went to Kansas City Community College in Kansas City.
He comes in making his fourth appearance and fourth start. He's pitched 14 innings, given up 15 hits, 10 runs, 9 of them earned. He's walked 11, struck out 14, has a 5.79 ERA, has no record. Now the starting lineup for the Dayton Flyers under head coach Jason King. Leading off playing second base will be Ivan Arias. Batting second, the shortstop Carlos Castillo. Batting third, the third baseman Mason Dobie. Batting fourth, the left fielder David Mendez. Batting fifth, the center fielder, David Pedano. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ryan McDougal. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Eddie Yaman the fourth. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Michael Adair. And batting ninth, the designated hitter, Paxton Tomaney. Once again, for the Flyers, it's Arias at second, Castillo at short, Dobie at third. Mendez in left, Pedano in center, and McDougal behind the plate. The bottom three go like this. Yaman at first, Adair in right, Tomaney the DH, and on the mound, Aiden Tran. Tran making his second start, his fourth appearance. He's pitched four innings, given up six hits, four runs, all earned. Walked five, struck out nine. He's got a 9.0 ERA, and teams are batting .333 against him. The umpires for today's matchup, Bryce McCullough behind the plate, Steve Miller at first base, Dorsey Hager at third base. So we're going to take another quick break before our national anthem. Back after this. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
And back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, the Flyers are being introduced defensively. Coming up this week for the Flyers, it's a game on Tuesday at Northern Kentucky University. That game will be at 2 o'clock. We'll have it for you right here on Radio1.GemCitySports.com. And then it's a home game on Wednesday with the Bowling Green Falcons. That's a 3 o'clock start. We'll have also here on Gem City Sports Network. And then it's off to for a long trip. A 9-game road trip. Next weekend they will be going to Charleston, Illinois, and taking on Eastern Illinois. Then that'll be over the weekend. Then on Wednesday of next week they will be at Eastern Kentucky, down in Richmond, Kentucky, and then two games at. Now our national anthem. Thank you. Our national anthem here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. Getting back to the rest of the schedule for next week, or the nine-game road trip, two doubleheaders over at Butler. We hope to have those for you here on GCSN. And then that's on the 23rd and 24th, and then a trip down to Ohio University on Tuesday, the 26th. Then a return home for four games, three against Fordham and one against Northern Kentucky before they go on the road again. So there's your schedule for the remainder of April. We will have at least, let's see, one, two, four, six, seven, eight, nine of them. Right here on Radio1.JumpCitySports.com. So sit back and enjoy today's game between the Flyers and the Jackrabbits here at AES Ohio Stadium. Defensively for the Flyers, it goes like this. Yaman at first, Arias at second, Castillo at short, Doby at third. Mendez in left, Padano in center, Adair in right, McDougal behind the plate, Tran on the mound for the Dayton Flyers. Tran on the year. Like I said, he's making his second appearance, his fourth appearance. Pitched four innings, given up six hits, four runs, four earned. Walked five, struck out nine. About a 9.0 ERA on him right now, and teams are batting .333 against him. So Tran, a freshman, getting the start. I think he started last week against High Point, too. Tran is from St. John's, Florida.
All right, Flyer fans, it's
so here we go.
Play ball. Leading off to the
so Jackrabbits, here we go as Reese Anderson will step in
18,
for the
Reese Anderson.
For the Jackrabbits. Anderson, the senior, batting .370 with a home run and four runs batted in. Tran will go from the stretch, and we are underway here at AES Ohio Stadium. Game time temperature brought to you by the USO. It is a balmy 35 degrees. Shirt sleeve weather, shorts weather. Yeah, right down in Florida maybe. But not here. Here's a ground ball into right field for a base hit. So Anderson is on with the first hit of the game.
That'll
bring up Carter Sintek. Sintek batting .312 with two home runs and eight runs batted in. So the first hitter is on. Game time temperature is 35 degrees with a west wind at 20 miles an hour, gusting to 26 miles an hour. The wind chill of 24. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Tran looking over at first base. Anderson getting a short lead. Now he kicks and fires and sends it for a called strike one. Dawson Perry on deck. Throw over to first. Anderson back safely. Anderson has yet to steal a base. Here's a pitch by Tran. Just misses outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike here in the top half of the first inning. The runner, Anderson, the leadoff hitter, reached first on a base hit to center field, or to right field. Here's the pitch. Down low for ball two. Or ball three. Three and one. 3 balls, one strike, the count to Carter Sintek. Here's a pitch and a fly ball out towards right. Going after it is the right fielder in Adair. He's got it. One down.
Now batting the designated hitter, number 33, Dawson Perry.
Then ring up Dawson Perry. Perry is batting .377 with six home runs, 18 runs batted in. Trent staring over first base. Anderson a good short lead. Here's the pitch. Pitch is high at the eyes. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. Tran throws over to first. Anderson dives back into the bag. One ball, no strikes to count. Wind blowing out towards right field. Pretty briskly, too. Here's a pitch and a foul back. Count goes one ball, one strike. Well, thank everybody for joining us here on the Gem City Sports Network this weekend. It's great to have you along. I want to welcome those of you who are fans of the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State. Next pitch is a little outside. 2-1 to count. One down here in the top of the first inning. I've been meaning to ask about this wrist. Here's a foul back into the screen. You get the sign from the dugout instead now of the catcher, so it's kind of hard to steal the sign. Count goes to 2 balls, 2 strikes with one out here in the top half of the first inning. Kind of a overcast sky. Throw over to first. Anderson dives back in once again. Overcast sky, but the sun's trying to peek through. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tran sets and delivers. 2-2 and a ground ball to Doby at third. Over to Arias at second for one. Over to Yaman. Double play. 5-4-3. And that's going to do it for the Jackrabbits here in the first inning. No runs on a hit, no errors. Nobody left on, and at the end of a half inning, it's the Jackrabbits nothing. The Flyers coming up. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on!
This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Arlen Peters is on the mound for the Jackrabbits. He is a junior from Schatzenfeld, Manitoba. Also went to Kansas City Community College. And defensively, the goes like this for him behind him. Lusky at first, Stuff at second, Syntek at short, Ronkin in at third, Bellows in left, Anderson center, Frost in right, Sagadahl behind the plate, and Peters on the mound for the Jackrabbits. Leading it off is Ivan Arias, batting .275 with a home run and 8 runs batted in. He's got 2 doubles and a triple to his name. Pitches high and inside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Ivan from Boston, Massachusetts, transferred in from Vanderbilt. Takes next pitch outside for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. Outfield straight away for Ivan. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball. 3-0. Arias, Castillo, and Dobie do it for the Flyers here in inning number one. Yesterday they scored five times in the first inning. They batted around. Here's the pitch by Peters. In there for cold strike at the letters. Ivan thought, okay, I'm going to take a chance and head on down to first. Peters rocks and fires. In there for called strike two. Got the inside portion of the plate. 3-2 the count here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Line drive, base hit out towards right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. So the leadoff hitters for both South Dakota State and the Dayton Flyers lead off with a base hit, and that's what you'd like to see the leadoff hitters do. That'll bring up Carlos Castillo batting .378 with two home runs, nine runs batted in. He also has two doubles to his name. Batting right-handed. There's a swing and a miss. Strike one to Carlos Castillo from Hialeah, Florida. 5'10", 185. Playing shortstop today. He's a fixture out there at short anyway. Throw to first. Arias gets back. Arias on the year is 3-for-4 in stolen bases. Foul back out of play. 0-2 the count to Carlos Castillo with Mason Dobie on deck. Downright cold sitting out there today. Got some hardy souls sitting in the seats. Wednesday's going to be 67. Here's the pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. A ball and two strikes to count. Peters gets the sign, looks over at first base. Arias getting a short lead out over there at first. Now he delivers it. Here's a fly ball out towards left field. Center fielder is going to call him off, Anderson, and there's one down. Bring up Mason Dobie.
Number two, Mason
Dobie, a batting .255 with no home runs and seven runs batted in. Mason from Meaford, Ontario, Canada. So Canadian versus Canadian here. Peters from Manitoba. And Dobie from Ontario. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike one. He's probably a fan of the Blue Jays who just signed Joey Votto to a minor league contract. Of course, Votto a fixture not only here in Dayton, but also with the Reds. The ball's going to strike the count to Dobie. On deck, David Mendez. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball one. One ball, one strike the count. Like I said, wind blowing out towards right. Peters delivers high and outside for ball two, 2-1. Dimensions here at Warner Field. 330 down the lines, 375 to the alleys in right and left center field, 400 to dead center. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Believe me, there's been some balls that were very well hit. They've got like a row of pine trees. Here's a pitch and a fly ball heading out towards left. Underneath it, the left fielder in Bellows, and there's two down. That'll bring up David Mendez.
David Mendez.
Mendez batting .483 with a home run, 11 runs batted in. He's also got two doubles and a triple. Mendez is from Oldie, Virginia, went to Independence High School, 6 foot, 180 pounds. Throw over to first. Arias gets back. Two down here in the first inning. It's on deck, David Padano. Peters takes a quick peek over at first base. Arias a good lead. And Peters delivers, and therefore called strike one. Sun's starting to peek out now. Partly cloudy skies here. Here's a stretch and the 0-1 pitch. In there for a called strike at the letters and the outside corner. Spring football starting up for the Flyers. They're out there on the practice field going through some drills. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the first. No runs on a hit. No errors. A runner left on. And at the end of an inning of play, Flyers nothing, Jackrabbits nothing. Back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. No score as we move to the top half of inning number two. It'll be Cale Frost, Luke Lusky, and Kate Stuff for the Jackrabbits here in inning number two. Frost batting .391 with 7 home runs and 23 runs batted, and he blasted one out on Friday. Batting left-handed. Here's the pitch. Misses inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Frost, a junior from Gilbertville, Iowa. There's a pitch and a ground ball foul into the Dayton bullpen down the right field side. One ball, one strike. Tran, in the second inning of work, sets and fires. This is low for a ball. Tran staring in and delivers to McDougal. This is low for a ball. Three and one to count. Tran again delivers. Ball four. The ball gets away from McDougal. And Frost goes down to first base. So nobody out. Runner at first base in Frost. That'll bring up Luke Lusky. Lusky batting .211 with two home runs and 9 runs batted in. Frost getting a short lead over at first base, being held on by Yaman. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike, breaking pitch. Lusky, a red shirt freshman, 5'10", 205 from Green Isle, Minnesota. Went to Belle Plaine High School. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Swing and a hefty cut by Lusky. A ball and two strikes. Runner at first base in Frost, who walked leading off the inning. So Jackrabbits have had their leadoff hitters on board in both the first and second inning. It's over to first. Frost back safely. One ball, two strikes the count. Is Tran getting the sign? Now he sets. The left-hander rocks and fires. Swing and a foul tip. Or no. He's called out on strikes. As the ball went back to the backstop. But Frost advances to second base on the pass ball. I'm going to bring up Cade Stuff, the second baseman. Stuff batting 255 with two home runs and five runs batted in. Everyone in the starting lineup for South Dakota State today has a home run. It's Peters, Tran looking back at second. Breaking pitch over for a cold strike. There's a stretch and a pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Stuff, a 6'1" senior from Great Falls, Montana, Miles Community College. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And foul ball down the left field line. And pull it way to the wall. Count stays no balls, two strikes. To wait till the guy from South Dakota State goes out and gets the ball. Now Stuff stands back in as Tran will get the sign. Tran looks back at second base and delivers the 0-2 pitch. Just misses high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. On deck, Jess Bellows. Here's the pitch. Ground ball off the glove of Tran, and that's going to be an infield base hit for Stuff.
The left fielder, number one, Jess Bellows.
Tran almost had it. It trickled off his glove, and Castillo picked it up but did not have enough time to get Bellows at first. Stuff at first. Bellows is now standing in. Bellows batting 413 with a home run and a bunt down the first base side. A run's going to come in, and the sack bunt works.
Now batting the catcher, number six.
So Bellows gets another RBI, and it's 1-0 in favor of the Jackrabbits. And that moves Cade Stuff over to second base. Jordan Sagadahl coming up, doing the catching duties. Sagadahl batting 160 with two home runs and five runs batted in. So 1-0 is our score here in the top of the first inning. A swing and a miss, strike one. Sagadahl, a 6'2", 190-pound senior from Olivia, Minnesota. Here's a stretch and the pitch. A pop-up back out of play. Two down here in the top of the second inning. 1-0 is our score. South Dakota State leading it. Tran sets. Check the runner at second base. Here's the pitch. Pop-up right side. Coming over is Yaman. Yaman calling for it and has it, and that's going to do it for the Jackrabbits here in the second inning. They do get a run on a hit. No errors and a runner left on at the end of an inning and a half. It's the Jackrabbits 1, the Flyers nothing. Back after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
I tell you what, the Special Wish Foundation, they do a heck of a job in granting wishes, and if you can help out, please do. So here we go to the bottom half of the second inning. It'll be Padano, McDougal, and Yaman due up for the Flyers here in the second. They trail at 1-0.
Leon for the Flyers. The center fielder, number 9.
David Padano will lead it off, batting 326 with a home run and 7 runs batted. And he's got 4 doubles on the year. 4 doubles and a triple. David, a junior from Worcester, Massachusetts, 6'4", 200 pounds. Pitches in there for cold strike one. Saw him walking in. I said, are you ready for the cold weather? He says, I got long johns on. Being from Massachusetts, I guess you're kind of used to this kind of weather. Next pitch is outside for ball one. One ball, one strike, especially this time of year. Here's the pitch. A swing and a called strike two. Peter's going real quick like. Here's the 1-2 pitch. High and inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Keegan Calero, who normally plays center field, is going to come off the list. 3-2 the count, a little low. He's going to be able to come in. I don't know what he's going to do with Padano then. Is Keegan going to be the DH? Who knows? Here's the pitch. Here's a fly ball out towards right. That's going to get out of play. It's a nice problem to have for Coach Jason King. Here's the windup and the pitch by Peters. Outside, ball four. First walk issued by Peters. So McDougal will stand in. McDougal batting 268 with 3 home runs, 11 runs batted in. He also has 2 doubles. He's filling in for Nolan Watson, who is on the DL or kind of nursing a groin problem. First pitch is down low for ball to Ryan McDougal, freshman catcher from Taunton, Massachusetts, 6'2", 230. Throw over to first, and ball got away from the first baseman. And Lusky kind of bounced that over, and it kind of hit him in the chest and rolled away. Padano gets back safely. Didn't know whether to slide head first or just put his foot on there. Now he's got, see it cut in the grass, and he's almost on the other side of the. Padano dives back in. A ball and no strikes to count to Ryan McDougal, left-hand hitter. I bet you he is. He was seeing a couple of home runs going out today. Pitches in there for a called strike one. 3:30 down the line. Very inviting. Here's the pitch. As he squares around a bunt. Takes a ball, two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball three, 3-1. Other games in the A-10 today. Canisius leads George Washington 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh in the first of two over there at GW. Bottom of the sixth, Marist leads Richmond 3-1. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball four. Second walk of the inning for Peters. And that'll bring up Eddie Yaman the fourth. Eddie batting 192 with two home runs, 13 runs batted in. He also has a double. Yaman, a 6'5". Here's a fly ball, well hit out towards center field, going back and gone! Home run for Eddie Yaman! A 3-run dinger!
That home run hit by the first baseman, number 3, Eddie Yaman.
Eddie Yaman, it's his third home run, and now he has 16 RBIs on the year. That went out to dead center field, too. That was hit. That happens when you have the wind blowing out the way it is. That'll bring up Michael Adair. Michael batting 158 with a home run, 4 runs batted in. Takes first pitch in there for a called strike. Michael is a senior, 6'1", 210, from Fort Gibson, Oklahoma. Takes next pitch for a ball, 1 ball and 1 strike. So 3-run home run by Eddie Yaman, the fourth. There's a ground ball right to the second baseman. Stuff over to first, and there's one down. So two walks and a 3-run home run. That'll bring up Paxton Tomaney. Paxton batting 289 with a home run, 4 runs batted in. Paxton from Tallahassee, Florida's 5'10", 190-pound senior. Takes first pitch in there for a called strike one. Top of the order on deck and Ivan Arias. Could this be one of their start at the big innings? The ball's two strikes now to Tomaney. Here's the pitch. Outside and high for ball one. Other games, Brown is at Davidson. No score in the top of the second inning. Here's the pitch. I almost got him inside. Other games today, St. Joseph's is at UNC Wilmington. Fordham at William and Mary. UMass at Elon. Those are 1 o'clock starts. Here's a ground ball to Stuff over at second. Fires over to Lusky. Two down. That'll bring up the top of the order and Ivan Arias. Arias singled to left field his first time up. Other 1 o'clock starts is Monmouth at George Mason. Loyola Marymount at St. Louis and St. Bonaventure in Middle Tennessee. Pitches in there for a called strike one. 2 o'clock start is Rhode Island taking on Texas A&M. VCU taking on Michigan State. And 3:30, Brown and Davidson in game two of their doubleheader. Here's a pitch by Peters. Breaking pitch. That was a slow curve. Two balls and one strike. Here's the pitch. In the dirt for a ball. Three and one. Peters walked the first two in Padano and McDougal. And then Yaman jacked a three-run home run. Here's the pitch. Ball four. So another walk issued by Peters. That'll be his fourth. His third of the day. That'll bring up Castillo. Castillo flied to center his first time up. Arias back in at first base. Here's a stretch by Peters. And he delivers. In the dirt, ball gets away. Arias is going to go to second base and hold right there on the wild pitch. Castillo yesterday was 0 for 3 with a walk and a strikeout. Peter's getting the sign from his wrist in the dugout. Here's a stretch in the 1-0 pitch coming plateward. Two down here in the second inning. Three runs in. First, that pitch is a fastball right down the middle of the plate. See the football Flyers getting ready for their season. Spring practices. Hoping to do a little. Here's a line drive right past the third baseman. Here comes Arias. He's going to round third. He's going to come in and stopping it at set first. And as Castillo gets an RBI single, it's now 4-0 or 4-1.
Now batting, number two, Mason Dobie.
So Mason Dobie will step to the plate. He fly to left his first time up. So 4-0 is, or 4-1 is our score. And Dobie will stand in, fly it out to left his first time up. Here's the pitch. Check swing grounder down the first base side. Over to get it as the coach. He's hurt. He's got it. Good pickup by Coach King. He was on his horse that way. I think the players are getting on him a little bit too. Here's the pitch. This is low for ball. One ball, one strike to count to Mason Dobie, the third baseman. Castillo at first. RBI single to left for him. Here's the pitch. A little high for ball two. Two balls and a strike. I have a feeling this is going to be a fun team to watch this year. They're 8-6 on the year, but they played some very tough teams. They beat Vanderbilt, lost three games to Wake Forest. Here's the pitch. Pitch in there for called strike two, but they learned a lot going down there to Wake Forest. Then they took 2-3 from High Point. Here's throw to first. Castillo back safely. And they took care of Toledo. They won 3 in a row before they lost, or they won. They won 3 in a row before they lost the first game of the doubleheader to South Dakota State. Throw to first. Castillo back again. They lost the first game. They won the last two, so they're trying to get a three-game winning streak going. Castillo, the eighth man to hit in this inning. Here's a pitch and a line drive. Base hit out towards right field. Dobie's going to round first and stop right there as Dobie's going to go into third standing up. So runners at first and third with two down. And that'll bring up the ninth man to hit in this inning, David Mendez, who struck out swinging to end the first inning. Nobody warming up in the bullpen to our left as the pitching coach Connor Fay is coming out to talk to his pitchers. Four runs have come in with another one 90 feet away. Like I said, the Flyers have a knack for getting that big inning, and they had 5 runs in the first inning yesterday, had 8 runs. Let's see, they had an 8-run seventh inning in the game 2 of the doubleheader on Friday. They had an 8-run inning against Vanderbilt. So they can score some runs in a hurry. First pitch to Mendez is in there for called strike 1. Runners at first and third with 2 down. Peter's trying to get out of this. Nobody warming up in the bullpen down to our left. Here's the pitch. And Doby gets a stolen base. He was one of those. He kind of stopped halfway down and wanted to throw, but Sagadaw did not do so. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball to Stuff at second base. Going to fire over to first, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number 2. But they get 4 runs on 1-2. On 2 hits. They got 4 hits on the board. I got to find out where the other one was. So, 1. Dobie got the hit. That's right. So, they get 4 runs on 3 hits. There were no errors and 2 runners left on. At the end of 2 complete, it's the Flyers 4. The Jackrabbits 1 back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
So Peters So Tran is ready to go. He will face 9-1-2 here in the third inning. Bryce Ronkin, the third baseman. Ronkin batting 293 with a home run, 4 runs batted in. He's got 2 doubles and a triple. They're waiting on something. So, here's the pitch. Bunt into the screen. 0-1 to count. Ronkin, a 5'11" freshman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Went to Washington High School. Tran delivers. Line drive out towards right, and that is fair ball down the line. Hits the wall. Ronkin's going to go into second base, standing up with a base or two or leadoff double. Uh-oh. I think the battery went out of my field mic. So that'll bring up the top of the order. There's a pitch high and inside for a ball. It's nice to have wireless microphones. That way you can stay inside and be nice and warm. Ball and no strikes to count to Reese Anderson. Now next pitch is inside for ball two. Tran staring back at second base to Ronkin. Here's the pitch. Just misses inside for a ball. Three balls and no strikes. Tran delivers. Misses outside for ball four, so the first two are on.
Now batting number two, Carter Sintek.
So that'll bring up Carter Sintek. Sintek flied to right his first time up. So Tommy Winterstein going out to talk to his pitcher. We'll be back on the air on Tuesday. We will travel down with the team to Northern Kentucky to take on the Norse. First pitch is at 2 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 1:30 with all the pregame activity, player profile, interview with the coach. Have that for you right here on Radio1.JumpCitySports.com. So, Winterstein heading back to the dugout. His wife sitting up here in the booth with us. So, here we go. Tran looks back at second base. Ronkin, here's a bunt attempt. Misses outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. The count to Carter Sintek. Flight out to Adair in right. His first time up. Here's a pitch by Tran. And another bunt attempt down low. Flyers return home on Wednesday afternoon, 3 o'clock, when they host the Bowling Green Falcons. 3 o'clock first pitch here at Warner Field at AES Ohio. We'll be on the air at 2:30. 2-0 the count. Tran rocks and fires. And another bunt. This goes right back to him. He's got one play. He's going to fire over to first, and the sack bunt works. As Ronkin moves to third and Anderson to second.
Now batting number 33, Dawson Perry.
That'll bring up Dawson Perry, who grounded out to Arias at second base to end the first, or grounded into a double play to end the first inning. Tran staring in at his catcher, McDougal. Delivers, a swing and a miss, a foul tip. The ball's in a strike to count. Not a bad crowd for a Sunday afternoon with the wind chill below the Mendoza line. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, this time going out to Castillo. And Dobie ran in front of him. A run comes in. And Ronkin. So that's going to be an error on the E5 on that one. So that puts runners at first and second and a run in. That's now 4-2. Tran staring in at first, staring out at second. Now he delivers, breaking pitch over for a called strike one. Four runs, four hits, and an error for the Flyers. Two runs, three hits, no errors for the Jackrabbits. Frost standing in. He walked and scored the first run of the game for the Jackrabbits. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike two. No balls and two strikes. The count. First and second with one down. Anderson at second. Perry at first. Colts. Strike three. So Frost is down. There's two down, and that'll bring up Luke Lusky. Lusky struck out, swinging his first time up. We've got a left-hander up, warming up in the Dayton bullpen. That is Eli Magic. First pitch is a ball, one ball and no strikes. Tran sets, looks back at second base, and delivers the 1-0 pitch and a ground ball just foul down the third base or first base side. So the runners will retreat to their respective bases. Four to two is our score here in the top of half the third inning. Tran has already 44 pitches in there for a called strike two. The balls are ball and two strikes a count. Tran getting the sign. Now he delivers the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And that's going to do it for the Jackrabbits here in inning number three. They do get a run on a hit. There was an error and two runners left on. At the end of two and a half, it's the Jackrabbit or the Flyers four, the Jackrabbits two, back after this. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much.
For taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot.
For leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom. For taking you to your therapies. For understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. That's why AARP gives you the information to provide even better care for your loved one. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
4-2 is our score as we move to the bottom half of the third inning. It will be Padano, McDougal, and Yaman due up again as it was in inning number two. As they batted around, scoring four times in the second inning. Padano walked and scored the first run of the game for the Flyers as he came in on Yaman's three-run dinger. So 4-2 is our score. Four runs, four hits in there. They stranded three. The Flyers have, and here's the pitch by Peters. It got loose, got away from him. It was way inside. South Dakota State, they've got two runs on three hits. They've stranded three. Next pitch is a ball, two balls and no strikes. Here's a pitch by Peters in there for a called strike one. Two balls and a strike. Two and one to count. Here's the windup and the pitch. And the dirt for ball three and one. Three balls, one strike to the leadoff hitter, David Pedano. Peters rocks and fires and a check swing or a foul back into the screen. 3-2 the count. Day off tomorrow, then a trip down to Northern Kentucky, about an hour and a half, about an hour drive from here. Here's the pitch. Here's a ground ball, third base side. Picking it up is Ronkin over to first, and he's safe as he got pulled off the bag. So Pedano is on.
Now batting number 55, Ryan.
And that's going to be an error on the third baseman. So Pedano is on. That'll bring up Ryan McDougal. He also walked and scored on Yaman's three-run homer. No argument from the South Dakota State dugout as somebody is stirring down in their bullpen. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. Peters has already thrown over 60 pitches in three innings. Pitch is a little low as McDougal squared around the bunt. 2-0 the count. Peters getting this, and now we're going to have a visit to the mound. Going to give the guy down there, and he's just now starting to warm up. So a little bit of a stall tactic. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lilly's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Glad to have you along on this Friday or this Sunday afternoon now, I guess it is. South Dakota State will head over to Kansas to take on, or over to Manhattan, Kansas, to take on Kansas State on Wednesday. I was talking to one of the players yesterday, and it was a 14-hour bus trip from Brookings, South Dakota, but they broke it up into halves. There's a pop-up back out of play. Count goes to two balls and a strike. Whoa. That was That came right over the screen and hit one of the seats, or in front of one of the seats, and bounced up. Two balls and a strike to count to McDougal. You always got to be careful no matter where you go. Here's a bunt down the third base side. Good bunt. McDougal on a hurry, and they got him, and throw down to second. And Pedano is safe, so the sack bunt works. It goes 5-3 on the sack. The ring of Eddie Yaman. Yaman jacked a three-run homer his first time up. So Yaman will step in. Wind blowing out towards right field as he hit it over the 400 mark. His first time up. The ball and no strikes to Yaman. His first pitch was down below the knees. 4-2 is our score. Pedano going to third, and he's got the stolen base. Pedano is now 6-7 in the stolen base category. Here's the pitch. Down low in the dirt. 3-0 the count. To Eddie Yaman with Michael Adair on deck. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball 4. So Yamina's on. Another walk issued by
34, Michael Adair.
Another walk issued by Peters, and that'll bring up Adair, who rounded out to second his first time up. So one down here in the pitch, throw down to second. Here comes a run from Hoff. Third as Padano comes in to score. Yaman steals second. And Yaman, oh, he was out at second. They got him out. Pitch is in there for a called strike one. Next pitch is ball two. Two balls and no strikes. There's a line drive into right center field for a base hit for Adair. He's going to go. It goes all the way to the wall. Adair's going to round second. He's going to stop right there, though, with a double. His first hit of the game, and that'll bring up Paxton Tomaney.
Now batting number one, Paxton Tomaney.
So Padano has scored twice today. So two down. A run in here in the third inning. 5-2 is our score as Peters delivers. And a fly ball hit out towards left field. Coming in is left fielder Bellows and has it. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number three. But they do get a run on a hit. There was an error and a runner left on at the end of the third inning. It's the Flyers 5 and the Jackrabbits 2 back after this.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
5-2 is our score as we move to the top half of the fourth inning. The Flyers leading at 5 runs, 5 hits, an error. That's for the Flyers. For the Jackrabbits, 2 runs, 3 hits, and an error. It'll be Cade Stuff, Jess Bellows, and Jordan Sagadahl do up for the Jackrabbits here in inning number 4. Tran delivers and a foul down the first base side. No balls and a strike. Stuff singled his first time up. Tran sets and delivers. Fly ball heading out towards left. Going over is the left fielder Mendez, and he has it, and there's one down. They bring up Jess Bellows, who had a sack bunt in the second inning that scored a run.
Number one, Jess Bellows.
So, So one down here in the top of the fourth inning. 5-2 Flyers leading it. Here's the pitch by Tran. Breaking pitch high and outside. Nice stop by McDougal. Here's the pitch by Tran, and he fires, and a check swing goes around. One ball, one strike, one out. It's ground ball foul down the left field line. Hardy Soul sitting down there in the bullpen down in the left side, down in the South Dakota State bullpen. One ball, two strikes to count to Bellows, the left fielder. Tran delivers. Up high for a ball, 2-2. Basketball Flyers will be off to Brooklyn, New York. They will be a three seed, so they will get a double bye, I think. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So that is strikeout number
six, Jordan Sagestall.
Strikeout number four for Tran. And that'll bring up Jordan Sagadog, who flied out to Yaman at first base to end the second inning. Pitches in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Tran sets and fires. Called strike two, got the corner. Arena quiet after six high school games yesterday, but it will be busy next weekend. Here's the pitch. Just misses high for a ball. One ball and two strikes. We will be down at the Dayton Convention Center next Sunday for Dayton Hoopla. We're going to do the hot shot classes. Hot shot. Called strike three right down the middle of the plate. So three up, three down for the Jackrabbits here in the fourth. Your score at the end of three and a half. It's the Flyers 5 and the Jackrabbits 2 back after this. Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. To the bottom half of the fourth inning we go, as we're waiting on the catcher Sagadol to come out. We move to the bottom of the fourth inning, 5-2 Flyers leading it. They got four runs in the second, one in the third. The South Dakota State got a run in the second, run in the third. Five runs, five hits, and an error for the Flyers. They have stranded, Let's see here. Flyers have stranded four. Here's the first pitch. Down low for ball to Ivan Arias, leading off here in the fourth. He singled and walked and scored a run. Peters delivers. Check swing, but he is a little low. Two balls and no strikes. Five runs, five hits in error, four stranded for the Flyers. Two runs, three hits in error, and three stranded for South Dakota State. Next pitch is in there for a called strike. Two balls and a strike to the leadoff man Ivan Arias. He takes ball three, three and one to count. He singled to left his first time up, leading off the game for the Flyers. Here's the windup and the 3-1 pitch. Called strike two right at the letters. I don't know if the umpires like that when you take off thinking it's ball four. Here's the windup and a pitch by Peters. But now it is ball four. As Arias going to go to first base on the walk. That is walk number 3. I think we're going to have a pitching change here. That is the fourth walk by Peters. 75 pitches, and we're going to have a new pitcher coming in for the Jackrabbits. We'll be back with more after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. The Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Dylan Dreesen is in on the mound for the Jackrabbits, and Dylan is making his eighth appearance. He pitched here the other day. He's 1-1 on the year. He's pitched 11 innings, given up 8 hits, 10 runs, 8 of them earned, walked 17 and struck out 10. He's given up 2 doubles and has a 6.55 ERA. Dylan is a 6'3", 220-pound sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska. He went to Millard West High School. So he will face Carlos Castillo, the shortstop. Carlos is 1-for-2, flied out to center and singled to left, scored and had an RBI. First pitch is high for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. Like I was saying, next Sunday we're going to do this hot shot competition. It's first through eighth grade, I guess. Should be kind of interesting. We've never done something like this before. It's over to first, and Arias gets back safely. A ball and no strikes to count to Carlos Castillo. One and oh the count. Here's the pitch. And that's a little high. I mean, way high. Head level. 2-0 the count. Breaking pitch. Luckily, it broke or Castillo would have been down on the ground. Dreesen sets. In there for a called strike. Two throw over to first. Arias back safely. So Peters is responsible for the runner at first base. There's a line drive down into the Dayton bullpen. So Dreesen staring in, getting the sign. I guess he doesn't like the wrist thing, so stares in at his catcher Carr and delivers, and a ground ball this time into right field for a base hit. Arias is going to stop at second base. So the first hit off of
number two, Mason Dobie.
First hit off of Dreesen, and that'll bring up Mason Dobie. Dobie singled his last time up, singled down the right field line. He is one for two. Dreesen sets, now delivers. Up high for ball. There's a stretch by Dreesen. And he delivers. And a swing and a miss, strike one. Nobody out here in the fourth inning for the Flyers. The line on Peters, he pitched three innings, gave up five hits, five runs, four of them earned. He's responsible for Arias at second base. Here's a check swing grounder down to third baseline and into the bullpen down at South Dakota State. So he got three innings, five hits, five runs, four earned, walked five, struck out one. Pitched 81 pitches. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. One ball, two strikes. One and two the count to Mason Dobie. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch high and outside for a ball. Dobie, a left-hander, delivers. There's a swing and a miss. Strike three. So the first strikeout for
now batting number 30, David Mendez.
For Dreesen, that'll bring up Mendez. Mendez from Aldi, Virginia, is majoring in sport and wellness. Here's a delivery by Dreesen. Ball gets away. Runners will move up on the wild pitch. His mom, Maribel Reyes, and Alberto Mendez, his dad. Two brothers, Diego and Juan Mendez. Played 4 years of varsity. Here's a ground ball. Foul down the third base line. Played 4 years of varsity baseball for Coach Joseph McDonald in Independence High School. He was a first team All-State, All-Region, and All-District member as both a senior and a junior. He earned second team All-Region as a sophomore. Here's a pitch. This is inside for a ball. 2-1 to count. Padano on deck. Here's a pitch. Check swing high. 3-1 to count. First base is open. Arias at third, and Castillo at second. Here's the pitch. And a foul back. Count stays 3-2 with one down. 5-2 is our score. Dayton threatening again with runners at second and third. Dreesen staring in. There is action down in the South Dakota State bullpen. Here's pitch inside and called strike three. So Mendez caught looking, and that'll bring up David Pedano. Pedano 0-1. Walked, reached on an error by the third baseman in Ronkin. So he threw the ball over to first and pulled Lusky off the bag. So David standing and batting right-handed. Here's the pitch. In there for a breaking pitch, in there for a called strike. Had him ducking away. David is from Worcester, Mass., and he's majoring in industrial engineering technology. Junior. Time was called. David went to Doherty Memorial High School. Made his season debut last year against the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers. Had 17 RBIs and pitches low for a ball. 1-1. He also had a fielding percentage of .983. And he started 23 games. Here's the pitch inside. A ball, 2 balls and a strike. Ryan McDougal on deck. Pitch is low for ball 3-1. Dreesen sets and delivers. Misses low, ball 4, so David is on with a walk. And that'll bring up Ryan McDougal. McDougal has yet to record an at-bat today. He's been up twice. He's walked and scored on the Yaman home run, and he's also had a sack bunt. They went 5-3. They moved Pedano over to second. So McDougal standing in, batting left-handed. Here's a pitch. In there for a called strike one. McDougal, a freshman catcher from Taunton, Massachusetts, majoring in criminal justice. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. We'll say hi to his mom and dad, Lisa and James McDougal, listening up in Massachusetts. Oh, and to the count. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch stays high for a ball. Ball and two strikes. Ball gets away from the catcher down in the South Dakota State bullpen. So here we go as Dreesen sets. Runners get their leads. Here's the pitch in the dirt for a ball. 2-2 to Ryan McDougal. Dreesen sets. Runners getting their leads at all the bases. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball 3-2. So the motor's running and the merry-go-round will start up. Arias at third. Castillo at second. Pedano at first. Here's the pitch. Ball 4. It is now 6-2. So McDougal gets an RBI.
Number 3, Eddie Yaman.
And that'll bring up Eddie Yaman. Yaman hit a 3-run homer in the second and walked in the third. So Eddie standing in. Time called. ball gets away from the catcher down in the bullpen once again. So Eddie Yam in the fourth standing in. Here's the first pitch to him. Line drive, base hit out to right center, or out to right field. Here comes one run in to score. Here comes Castillo around to score. Padano scores. And it's now 7 or 8-2. So Castillo scores. Padano comes all the way around to score. McDougal stops at second base. And Yaman is on with a two-run single. He's now has 5 RBIs on the day. So you can close the book on Peters. Here's the pitch. And they're for a called strike to Michael Adair. Next pitch is a ball. One ball, one strike. Michael, a mechanical engineering major. Son of Michael and Brandy Adair, listening in. Down at Fort Gibson, or down at Fort Gibson, Oklahoma. One ball, two strikes, the count to Michael Adair, the eighth man to hit here in this inning. Three runs in for the Flyers. Here's the pitch. In the dirt for a ball. 2-2 the count. So McDougal at second. Yaman at first. He can close the book on Peters. Here's the stretch by Dreesen, and he delivers. And down low for ball 3-2. Peters goes 3 innings, gives up 5 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned, walked 5, struck out 1. Dreesen, 3 balls, 2 strikes to count. Runners will be off on the pitch. Here's a ball 4. So another walk issued by the South Dakota State Jackrabbits, and that'll bring up Paxton Tomaney, the ninth man to hit in this inning. They did that in the second inning. They sent 9 to the plate, and he scored 4 times. So McDougal is at third. Yaman at second. Adair at third, or at first. Here's a pitch and a foul back off the screen. It bounces all the way out towards Coach King down at third base. Dreesen sets. Pitches high for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike the count. 2 down here in the fourth inning. Game is about 1 hour and 25 minutes old. And we're just in the fourth inning. Bottom of the fourth. 2 balls and a strike to Paxton Tomaney with Ivan Arias on deck. Here's a stretch by Dreesen and the 2-1 pitch. They throw back to second, trying to see if Yaman was napping a little bit. He wasn't. Two balls, time is called. Once again, ball gets away from the catcher down there in the bullpen. Dreesen sets and delivers. And ground ball, first base, side, fair ball. And it's going to be a race to the bag. And first baseman Lusky's going to win out on that one. But the Flyers, they get 3 more runs on two. 3 runs on 2 hits. no errors, and three runners left on at the end of four complete. It's the Flyers 8 and the Jackrabbits 2 back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. To the top half of the fifth inning we go. Flyers leading it 8-2. And leading it off will be Bryce Rotkin. For the Jackrabbits, he doubled down the right field line his first time up. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike one. No balls in the strike. The count. Glad you can join us on this Sunday afternoon from Warner Field. One ball, one strike to count. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball this time to Dobie at third. Fires over to first. One up, one down.
Now batting number 18, Reese Anderson.
That'll bring up the top of the order, Reese Anderson. Anderson is one for one with a walk. Singled in leading off the game. Nobody's stirring in the Dayton bullpen. So Tran continues to move on. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball third base side. Foul. Tran sets and delivers. And that hits him. So Anderson is on with a hit by pitch, and that's got to hurt in this weather. That'll bring up Carter Sintek. Sintek is 0-1. He had a sack bunt in the third. Tran has gone 4 1/3, giving up 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned. It's walked 2, struck out 5. 64 pitches so far. Sintek will stand in with Dawson Perry on deck. Jackrabbit's got one in the second, one in the third. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Flyers got 4 in the second, 1 in the third, and 4 in the, or 3 in the fourth. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Tran gets over and ball gets away from McDougal, but not far away. Not far away enough to send Anderson over to second. Two balls and no strikes to count, though. Guess football practice is done over there. Maybe. No, not yet. Tran sets, looks over at first base at Anderson. Now he rocks and fires the 2-0 pitch. And tie for a ball. Throw down to first by McDougal, and Anderson back safely. Three balls, no strikes to count. Now they're a string down there in the bullpen. That's going to be Eli Magic warm up again. There's the pitch. Ball four, so another. So walk issued by Tran. That'll bring up Dawson Perry. Perry grounded out to short, or grounded out to second, reached on an error by the third baseman. So Magic just now warming up, just starting to warm up. So runners at first and second. Here's a ground ball foul into the South Dakota State dugout. No balls and a strike. Here's a pitch. Just misses outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Tran, a native of St. John's, Florida. Freshman. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. This time it's to Castillo. Castillo can't hold on to it, but he saved a run. So that's going to be a base hit for Perry.
Number 24, Cale Ross.
So the fourth hit of the game for the Jackrabbits, and that's going to bring up Cale Frost. Frost has walked and struck out looking his two times up, but he's also scored one of the two runs for the Jackrabbits, batting left-handed as they put the shift on. Break pitched over for a called strike one. So we play here in the top half of the fifth inning. Tran delivers, and a ground ball foul down at the first base or third base side. Nice job by the guy, the spotter down there. He's also acting as a left-handed hitter. Here, 0-2 the count. Here's a line drive into right field. That's going to get a run in. That's going to get Anderson scores. Syntek goes to third. Perry is on at second, and Frost gets an RBI single. That'll bring up Luke Lusky. Lusky has struck out twice.
Now batting for the Jackrabbits, number 28, Adam Venice.
Adam Venice is now batting. For Lusky. Venice batting 105. No home runs, two runs batted in. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Venice is a junior from Longmont, Colorado, and Longmont High School. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball two. 2-0 the count. I'm sure if Eli is ready, and here comes Tommy Winterstein to kill some time to get Eli Magic warmed up. We'll have the game on Tuesday as the Flyers will travel down to Northern Kentucky to take on the Northern Kentucky Norse out of the Horizon League. First pitch is scheduled for 2 o'clock. We'll be on air at 1:30 with all the action down there at Bill Acre Park. And then back here on Wednesday as the Flyers will do battle with the Falcons of Bowling Green State University. The orange and brown. Here's the 2-0 pitch. This is outside for ball three. No place to put him. Bases are loaded. Sinteca's at third, Perry at second, and Frost is at first base. Bennis at the plate. We'll take this one. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike one. Sun coming out now. Got an extra hour of daylight now. Here's the pitch. Ball four, another run comes in. So Bennis walks, and that's going to do it for Tran. So he goes four and a third. Gives up four runs, but he's also responsible for the three that are out there. We'll be back with the pitching change right after this.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Eli Magic on the mound for the Flyers. Eli. Making his sixth appearance, he started one game. He's 1-1 on the year. He's pitched six innings, given up six hits, nine runs, eight earned. He's walked seven and struck out seven. He has a 12.0 ERA. Teams are batting .273 against him. Eli is a senior from Cincinnati. Went to St. X High School. Majoring in sport and wellness. Kim and Mark Magic is his mom and dad. He was a starter and switched to a relief pitcher, which helped him out a little bit more. He was a three-time letter varsity winner at St. X under Bob Sherlock. Named the GCL Pitcher of the Year in 2019 and the MVP in 2019 for St. Xavier. So here we go as Cade Stuff will step in to face Magic. Swing and a miss, strike one. 8-4 is our score here in the, as we play in the top half of the fifth inning. Bellows on deck. Magic kicks and fires and outside for a ball. Ball and a strike. Breaking pitch took off on him. Magic staring at his wrist and gets the sign from the dugout. Now he sets and delivers the 1-1 pitch. A pop-up on the infield, calling for it is Dobie. Dobie coming in and has it. There's two down. That'll bring up Jess Bellows. That was an infield fly. Bellows coming in. He is 0-for-1 with a sack fly and sack bunt that scored a run. So two down here in the top half of the fifth inning. Which is in there for a called strike one. Magic towing the rubber on the right side of the rubber on the first base side. Here's the pitch. Called strike two, fastball right down the middle of the plate. The ball's two strikes, two down here in the top half of the fifth inning, two in. Bases are loaded. Majic delivers. Fly ball heading out towards right. Going back is the right fielder. Going back, and has it. Adair got the beat on it. And that's going to do it for the Jackrabbits here in inning number five. They get two runs, though, on three hits, no errors, and three left at the end of four and a half. It's the Flyers 8 and the Jackrabbits 4. Back after this. Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. To the bottom of the fifth inning, a new pitcher on the mound for the Jackrabbits. That is Jack Krueger. Krueger making his fourth appearance. He's started one game. He's got no record. He's pitched 6 2/3 innings, given up 17 hits, 12 runs, all earned, walked 7, struck out 1. First pitch to Arias is in there for a called strike 1. Arias is 1-for-1 with a walk. Two walks. Here's a fly ball down the right side, and it's going to go out of play. 0-2 the count. Krueger has a 16.20 ERA. Pitches a ball, one ball, and two strikes. Krueger is a sophomore from Belle Plaine, Minnesota. Here's the pitch. Line drive foul down first base side. It hits the fencing. It bounces back over towards the dugout. Ball and two strikes to Ivan Arias. Check swing. He went. And it's going to be a strikeout and a throwaway. Going to be 2-3 on the put out, and that'll bring up Carlos Castillo, who scored in the fourth inning. Castillo is 2-4-3 on the day. Two singles and a fly out to center. So we play here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Flyers have batted around twice, once in the second, once in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Pitches high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. 8-7-1 for the Flyers. 4-5-1 for the Jackrabbits. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball outside, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. One down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. We do have a complete game. The next pitch is bounced up about 57 feet. Three balls, no strikes to count to Carlos Castillo, who's been on twice today. 3-0 pitch coming in there for a called strike. Krueger getting the sign. Now he winds and delivers inside ball four. So Majic is on for the third time, first walk. That'll bring up Mason Doby, who struck out in the fourth inning. But he's 1-for-2 on the day. Kruger sets. Nobody warming in either bullpen right now. Here's the pitch. In the dirt inside, ball one, one ball, no strikes. Outfield shifted to the right a little bit. Shortstop almost behind the bag at second base. Here's the pitch and a fly ball. Well hit out towards right. That bad boy is gone. Home run. A two-run dinger for Mason Doby.
That Dayton Flyers
home run hit by the third baseman, number two, Mason Doby. Doby. It's his first home run of the year and gets his 9th RBI. Or make it 10th RBI. That makes it now 10-4.
Now batting number 30, David Mendez.
David Mendez will stand in. Takes first pitch, a ball, one ball, no strikes. Mendez on the day is 0-for-3. Struck out twice and grounded out to second. Here's the pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. Ten to four is our score. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Mendez. 2-1 to count. That ball was well hit and went over to the 375 mark. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Foul back. Two balls, two strikes. Two and two to count. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball three and two. Flyers have scored in every inning but the first one. They've scored four in the second, one in the third, three in the fourth, and two here in the fifth. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the third baseman. Ronkin over to first. In time. Two down. That'll bring up David Pedano. He's batting for the fourth time in as many innings. He's walked, reached on an error, and walked again. And he scored three times. He's also got a stolen base. The center fielder standing in. Here's the pitch. Inside, almost hit him. Two down here in the fifth inning. 10-4 Dayton leading it. 1-0 the count. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. 2-0. Outfield straight away for Pedano. He's got some speed. Here's the pitch. Inside for ball three. 3-0 the count. Ryan McDougal on deck. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ball four. Second walk issued by Kruger. That'll bring up Ryan McDougal. McDougal has walked twice and had a sack bunt. So no official at bat yet. He's also batting for the fourth time in as many innings. Here's the pitch. High in there for a called strike at the letters. Flyers going for win number 9 on the year. With a date with the Norse coming up on Tuesday. Throw over to first. Padano gets back safely. Some other scores from around the A-10. Another throw over. This ball gets away. Padano's going to go to second base on the error, throwing error by the pitcher. In the first of two, George Washington beats Canisius 5-3. Marist over Richmond 4-1 in the first of two. Brown leads Davidson in the bottom of the fifth 5-4. Throw to third, and it goes into left field. Another error, and David Padano is going to come in to score. So stolen base and an error on the catcher. So two errors in this inning has given the Flyers an 11-4 lead. And I think there's only 9 earned runs. 2-1 the count now to McDougal. Here's the windup and the pitch and a ground ball fouled just past Pete Sass down at first base. Brown and Davidson 5-4. Brown in the bottom of the fifth inning. Game number two of the doubleheader between Marist and Richmond. That was 4-1 again. Marist. First inning, game two, Canisius and George Washington score. St. Joseph, as they like to be called. UNC Wilmington swing and a miss, strike three. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the fifth inning, but they get 3 more runs on just one hit. And there was 2 errors. Nobody left on at the end of 5 complete here at AES Ohio Stadium. It's the Flyers 11 and the Jackrabbits 4. Going to continue on here with the scores from around the A-10. Monmouth leads St. Joseph's and UNC Wilmington, no score in the top of the fourth inning. In the bottom of the third, Fordham leads William and Mary 3-1. Elon and UMass doing battle down in Elon, North Carolina. Bottom of the third, Monmouth lead and George Mason tied at 3 apiece. Game two. That's a single game over there at St. Louis. Loyola Marymount trails St. Louis in the bottom of the third, 2-0. Bottom of the second inning, Middle Tennessee all over St. Bonaventure, 5-0. Coming up at 2 o'clock, it'll be Rhode Island at Texas A&M. VCU takes on Michigan State. And Brown will take on Davidson in game two at 3:30. So, 11 runs, 8 hits, and an error for the Flyers. And they have stranded, let's see here, get it right here. They've stranded 7, 4 runs, 5 hits, and 3 errors for South Dakota State. They stranded 6. We move to the 6th inning. And leading it off, will be the catcher, Jordan Sagadol. Here's a base hit out to right. So Sagadol, one pitch, and he drills it out to right field. Ronken will stand in. He is 1-for-2 on the day. He's doubled in the third inning and grounded out to Dobie at third in the fifth inning, leading off the fifth. We play here in the sixth. Magic delivers and low and outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Four is our score. 7-run lead for the Flyers. Like I said, they've scored in every inning but the first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. A ball and a strike. Nobody out here in the sixth inning. Runner at first base in Sagadahl, the catcher. Base hit out to left. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Starting to get real bright out. It's been mostly cloudy all day. Here's the pitch. Grounder to Arias. Arias flips to Castillo. Over to first. Got him. 4-6-3.
Number 18, Reese Anderson.
That'll bring up the top of the order and Reese Anderson. Anderson is 0-1. He's walked. He singled in the first, walked in the third, and was hit by a pitch and scored one of the runs in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike on the inside of the plate. On one to count. Swing and a foul back. 0-2. Eli's only thrown 11 pitches. Called strike three. 1-2-3. Good night. So Magic gets another strikeout. And it's no runs on a hit. There were no errors and nobody left on. And at the end of four and a half, five and a half. It's the Flyers 11 and the Jackrabbits 4. Back after this. Flyler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org. Or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. The bottom third of the order for the Flyers, and Eddie Yaman having a day of it today. Single, walk, and homer, 5 RBIs on the day for Eddie. Here's the first pitch to him. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Kruger still on the mound for the Jackrabbits. Here's the pitch. And a foul back into the screen. No balls and 2 strikes. Here's a windup and a pitch by Kruger. And a foul ball just over the screen and out of play. Count stays no ball, 2 strikes. Eleven to four is our score. Here's the windup and the pitch, and a foul back into the screen. So Eddie, he's on our player profile, and that hits him right in the middle of the three. He likes the number 3, so he And had three RBIs on a three-run homer. So Michael Adair will stand in. He is 1-for-2. A double in the third. He's grounded out to second, and he's also walked. He's been stranded twice. Kruger sets and delivers the first pitch to Adair. In there for a called strike one. Yaman is 0-for-2 in stolen bases this year. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Sagadahl. No balls and two strikes to count to Michael Adair. Here's the pitch. The fly ball well hit out towards left or center field, but Anderson has a beat on it, and there's one down. Yaman had to scurry back to first base. So Paxton Tomaney will head to the plate. He's 0-for-3. Grounded out to second, fly to left, and grounded to first. So one down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. A bunt squared around and offered, and 0-1. So here's Kruger delivers outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Flyers 11 runs, 8 hits, an error. They stranded 7. The Jackrabbits 4 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors. They've stranded 6. Pitcher of record right now would be the starter in Tran. There's a stretch in the 2-1 pitch by Kruger. He's going to throw over to first base. Yaman has to dive back into the bag. Two and one to count with one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Kruger delivers and a fly ball heading out towards Anderson in center field. Going over to his right, loses his cap and has it, and there's two down. That'll bring up Ivan Adair, or Ivan Arias. Arias on today is 1-for-2. He singled, walked twice, struck out, and he scored twice. Here's the pitch to Arias. This is high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. He's batted in 5 of the 6 innings that have been played here so far today. The only time he did bat was in the third. Kruger delivers. In there for a called strike. Runner goes. Yaman is out at second base. Dead to right. So that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number 6. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of 6, Flyers 11 and the Jackrabbits 2 or 4 back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Today's game has been being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lilly's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this weekend. We'll be back at it again on Tuesday when the Flyers travel to Northern Kentucky to take on the Norse. First pitch will be at 2 o'clock. We'll be on the air with all the pregame activities right before that at 1:30. And then we will return home here on Wednesday as the Bowling Green Falcons come calling. We'll be on the air at 2:30 with that one. First pitch is at 3. Here's the first pitch in there to Carter Sintek. It's in there for a called strike. He is 0 for 1 on the day. He's got a flied to right, had a sack fly, and he's also walked. Here's a pitch, misses high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Here's the wind up in the pitch. Line drive, base hit it out to Padano in center field. Sintek's first hit of the game. Seventh hit for the Jackrabbits, and that'll bring up Dawson Perry. Perry singled his last time up. He is 1 for 3. Majic delivers. Ground ball foul at the plate. No balls, no strike to Dawson Perry. Perry set, or Majic sets, looks over at first base, now rocks and fires. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. Oh, and 2 the count. The ball's 2 strikes, nobody out, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. That'll be Majink's second strikeout. And that'll bring up Cale Frost. Frost is singled, struck out looking, and walked. One down here in the top of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch, and it's foul right at the plate off of McDougal. 0-1 to count. Four is our score here as we play here in the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. And if we're called, strike 2. No balls and 2 strikes to count. One down here in the seventh. Here's the pitch. Called strike 3. So 2 down, that'll bring up Adam Bennis. Bennis in for Lusky. There's a pitch in there for a called strike. Bennis walked his first time up. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 2. Eli looking over at first base. Now he'll throw over there. Keeping the runner honest over there. Here's a pitch. Misses for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Eli's thrown 23 pitches. That is throw over to first. The umpire's hat flies off of his head. Goes halfway down, or goes into the outfield. Ball and two strikes. Here's the windup, or the pitch. A swing and a miss. He strikes out the side after giving up a leadoff single. Majic comes back with three strikeouts. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, as Marty would say. No runs on a hit. No errors, a runner left. And at the end of six and a half, it's the Flyers 11 and the Jackrabbits 4. Back after this. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. You know, it's been an honor and a pleasure to be able to cover the Flyers for the last 3 years and also Central State. All the high school football, basketball, baseball, soccer, we've even done lacrosse, and we're going to try and do that again this year as Brian's going to try and videotape or do video on them. So we'll see what we can do. And then over the summer, we'll have adult baseball for you. A lot of stuff going on. Maybe some auto racing this year, too. Go see what we can do about that. Love auto racing. It's Kilcare and Shady Bowl. Won't be able to do anything at Eldora. We might go up there and do a GCSN reports on that. But, you know, it's been a lot of fun to be doing this. And the best part of it, you don't have to pay a dime. You don't have to pay a dime. Other people want you to pay to watch and listen. Not us. First pitch to Ivan Arias is outside or is up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Ivan on today is 1-for-2. He's singled, walked twice, and struck out. Here's a pitch by Kruger up high and hits him. So Ivan Arias will walk down to first base after being hit. That'll bring up Carlos Castillo. Castillo is 2-for-3 on the day. He's singled twice. He's flied out to center and walked and scored twice. Yeah, we don't charge a dime. So if you see something on our website that says you have to pay, don't. Here's the pitch. If you'd like to donate, we'll find out. I'm supposed to find out from Brian how we're supposed to do that, but you can help us out by donating. Here's the 1-0 pitch by Kruger. In there for a called strike at the letters to Carlos Castillo with Mason Doby on deck. Arias at first. He was hit by a pitch. Now here's the pitch outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Wind still blowing pretty briskly out towards right. Arias getting a good lead over at first base, being held on by Bennis. Pitch in there for called strike on the inside of the plate. Two balls and two strikes to count to Carlos Castillo. Here's a stretch and the pitch by Kruger. Arias a good lead over at first. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. Count stays 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Throw to, Arias wanted to take off. He thought thought the ball was getting away from the catcher, but not far enough. And he was about a quarter of the way back over to second base before he did an about face and went back to first. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Carlos. Time called. He had 4 seconds on the pitch clock. Eleven to four is our score as we play here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Flyers leading it, trying to win for the third time in a row. Trying to go 9-6 on the year. Here's a stretch by Kruger, and the 3-2 pitch. Yeah, they throw over to first, and if Bennis wouldn't have dropped it, I think they probably would have had him. Fly ball out towards left, or down the left field line. Here comes one run in to score. Arias comes in to score from first base. Castillo stops at second with a double. It's another RBI for Carlos Castillo, and it's now 12-4.
Mason Toby.
Now they may have a run rule in effect here. The Flyers are 2 runs away from that, I believe. They won 15-5 the other day in the second game of the doubleheader on Friday. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. 12-4 is our score right now. Doby. Standing in, he is 2-for-4 on the day. Cracked a 2-run homer his last time up. Here's the pitch. Misses inside for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. There is action down in the South Dakota State bullpen. They will take off and head over to Manhattan Tech, Kansas on Wednesday to take on the Wildcats of Kansas State. Pitches high and outside for a ball. 3-0. Castillo standing at second base with an RBI double down the line. Here's the pitch. In the dirt for ball four. So that puts runners at first and second with nobody out, and that'll bring up Mendez. David Mendez, who is 0-for-4 today.
Now batting, number 30, David Mendez.
Dayton trying to win for the sixth time in the last 7 games. And their only loss was to these Jackrabbits on Friday in the first game of a doubleheader, 8-5. Here's the pitch. Misses low for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. And they've scored a lot of runs here in this series too. Here's the pitch. Missed it high for ball two. They scored 5 runs in the first game, 15 in the second game, 7 runs yesterday, and 12 here today. Here's the 2-0 pitch. From Kruger. In the dirt, ball gets away. Going down to third base is Castillo. That was a wild pitch. So Dobie stayed at first, so Mendez will step back in with a 3-0 count. Kruger could be seeing his last hitter right here. Here's the pitch. This is outside, ball four. Bases are now loaded with Flyers.
Now batting, number nine.
That'll bring up David Pedano. Pedano has walked three times and reached on an error. He scored four times already. So we're going to have a pitching change. And we'll have that for you right after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Everybody buckle up.
Bum, 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 bum.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Are you going to the store?
Come on.
Buckle up.
Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back here at Werner Field at AES Ohio Field, a pitching change. Coming in is Jude Sundquist. Sundquist has made one appearance. That was here in this game, this series. I think it was yesterday or something like that. He's pitched two-thirds of an inning, gave up two runs, both earned, walked three, struck out two. Did not give up a hit. He's got a 27.00 ERA. So he takes over. Sundquist is a redshirt freshman from Chisholm, Minnesota. Went to Chisholm High School. Just getting ready to start his senior year at Chisholm last year at this time. No, I take that back. He's a redshirt. That's right. He's a redshirt. 2 years ago at this time he was getting set. So Castillo goes to third. Dobie to second. Mendez to first. Pedano will stand in. 0-for-1 with three walks and four runs scored. Here's the pitch. Foul back out of play. 0-1 to count. Flyers got four in the second, one in the third, three in the fourth, three in the fifth, and one in the here in the seventh. So here's a stretch by Sundquist and a pitch in the dirt for a ball. Sundquist, the fourth pitcher used today by Coach Bishop. Here's the pitch. Fly ball well hit out towards right center field. That's going to get down. That's going to get a couple of runs in. That's going to have one hop the wall. Here comes Castillo around. Here comes Dobie around. And going into third base with a triple is David Pedano. And going over to third. Oh, that's a three run. That's three runs in. As Mendez came around to score two, as Pedano standing over at third base. So I guess there's no run rule in this one. So a three-run triple for Pedano. He's had a heck of a day. Been up five times, scored four times. Here's McDougal, takes first pitch for a ball. No, one ball and no strikes. McDougal has walked twice, had a sack fly, and struck out. So he's 0-for-1. Here's a pitch outside for a ball. It's
So
15 runs again here today. 15 on Friday. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball. So four runs here in the seventh inning so far. 15-4 is our score. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. He's got 15 runs on 10 hits. Base on balls. So another walk issued by the
number three, Eddie Young.
Jack Rabbit pitching. I don't know how many they've had. They've had quite a few. Hit batsman. I mean, not just today, but the whole series. So standing in will be Eddie Yaman, who's had a heck of a day, too. Here's a pitch in the dirt for a ball. Eddie has hit a three-run homer. He's walked, singled, and was hit by pitch. So he's 2-for-2. And he's has 5 RBIs and a run scored. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Flips over second for one over the first. Double play, 6-4-3. But Padano comes in to score. That makes it now 16-4. So another RBI, 6 RBIs now for Eddie Yaman.
Pinch hitting for the Flyers, number 14, Alejandro Cazorla.
Alejandro Cazorla stepping into the plate. So Alejandro standing in, batting right-handed, hitting for Adair. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Alejandro batting 207 with 3 homers and 9 runs batted in. Pitch gets away from the catcher. Cazorla has a double, 3 home runs, 9 runs batted in. Here's a pitch inside for ball two. 2 balls and a strike. Alejandro is a junior from Alberta, Canada. Another Canadian. Pitch is down low for ball three. 3-1 the count. On deck, Paxton Tomaney. Nope, I take that back. Pinch hitter. Fly ball well hit out towards center field. Going back as a center fielder. Anderson, he's underneath it and has it. And that's going to do it for the Flyers as they almost bat around again. So, but they get 4 runs. Or no, 5 runs. On 1. Let's see here, 5 runs on 2 hits. I gotta look that up. We'll have it back. We'll have it for you here in a minute. 5 runs in, 16-4 is our score. We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Flyers when we come back. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From 2-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn. Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Back here for the eighth inning, as we move to the top of the eighth inning, 16-5. They got a pinch hitter coming up for the Jackrabbits and Tyson Coble. Coble batting for the first time this season. Takes first pitch in there for a called strike. Coble from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He's a sophomore. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. Two balls, or make it one ball, one strike. Coble hitting for stuff. Takes pitch outside, 2-1. So we play here in the eighth. It's Coco Bellows and Sagadol due up. I think. Swing and a miss, strike two. Thatcher Kozol is on deck. Here's the pitch, called strike three. So Eli's got four strikeouts in a row, five on the day. So Kozol will stand in. Kozol batting 250 with two home runs and two runs batted in. Pitch is high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Kozol is a 5'11 senior from Waverly, Nebraska. Next pitch is a ball, 2-0. Sixteen to four, Flyers leading it. There's a stretch by Magic, and he delivers. And if we're called, strike one. Two balls in the strike with one out here in the top of the eighth inning. I guess they're going to go all nine. Here's the pitch. And if we're called, strike two. Two balls and two strikes with one out. Kozol standing back in, batting left-handed. Here's the pitch and a swing and a miss. Strike three. Five in a row. Six set down for Magic. That will bring up Jordan Sagadol. Sagadol is 1-for-3 today. Singled his last time out, was out part of the 4-6-3 double play in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. So the Flyers get four runs in the second, five runs in the seventh, and three runs in both the fourth and fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Here's a fly ball heading out to Padano. Padano back and has it, and that's going to do it for the Jacks here in the eighth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of 7.5, it's the Flyers 16 and the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State 4. Back after this. Willie's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. Okay, here we go. Caleb Sanders will be heading to the plate for the Flyers. Batting for Tilmaney. And he's making his first appearance of the year. Takes the first pitch down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Sanders is a sophomore from East Point, Michigan. Fly ball heading out towards right. Underneath it is Kozol and has it one up, one down for the Flyers. Batting for the final time today, unless they come up with 16 or 12 runs, which is not impossible. Zach Scott coming to the plate for Ivan Arias. Scott, 0 for 5 on the year with a walk. Here's the pitch by Kruger. A line drive out towards right. That's going to get down for a base hit. So Zach Scott gets a base hit this first of the year. Zach is from Lindenburg, Massachusetts. Now Omar Daniels coming in. He's from Lawrenceville, Georgia, a senior. Going to hit for Castillo. Omar playing sparingly this year. As a matter of fact, he is batting 125 with no home runs, two runs batted in. Runner at first base with one down here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Flyers leading at 16-4. There's a pitch, break pitch over for a called strike one. That's Sundquist out there, not Kruger. Here's the pitch. Break the pitch over for a called strike two. 0-2 the count to Omar Daniels. On deck, Chris Carroll. Ground fly ball down out of play. New pitcher warming up in the Dayton bullpen. No balls, two strikes, one out. Unless Eli doesn't come back out. Foul back out of play. Count stays 0-2 to Omar Daniels. David Pedano had a hell of a day. Scoring five times. And so did Eddie Yaman. He had five RBIs. Here's a pitch and a fly ball. Oh, line drive base hit out to right field. Scott's going to stop at second base, and Daniels is going to have a base hit.
Number six, Chris Carroll.
So Chris Carroll will stand in. Carroll has yet to have a batting average. He's coming up for the third time. He scored two runs. Chris Carroll is a freshman out of Miami, Florida. But she's not used to this cold weather just yet. So Carroll will stand in, and so runners at first and second. Scott at second, Daniels at first. One down. Here's a ground ball right to the second baseman. He's going to flip to second for one, and he got it. So 4-6 on that one, and Scott goes to third, and Carroll is at first base on a fielder's choice. So coming to the plate now for the Flyers. New hitter. Number 45 and Jacob Vesco. Batting for the first time this year. And a pass ball sends Carroll. Or wild pitch, I'm sorry, wild pitch. Vesco takes pitch in there for a called strike. 1-1 the count. Two down here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 16-4 Flyers. Trying to add on to it. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike two. No balls and two strikes. Flyers have scored in every inning, but the first and the sixth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the eighth inning. So, they get no runs on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on at the end of eight complete. It's the Flyers 16 and the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State 4 back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Nick Rispoli stepping to the plate, or stepping on the mound, I should say, as Magic Day is finished. Let's see. Rispoli is making his second appearance. He's pitched two-thirds of an inning, given up one hit, two runs, both earned. Walked one, struck out one, and has a 27.0 ERA. So Nick is from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I want to thank his dad for his donation to the Gem City Sports Network. Appreciate it. So Nick in for just the second time this year.
Leading off to the Jackrabbits, number three, Matthew Work.
So Matthew Work will stand in for Ronkin. A lot of these players playing for the first time. Here's the pitch by Rispoli, and a fly ball hit out towards right. And right fielder has it. One up, one down. That was Work's first at bat, too.
Number 20, Davis Carr.
Caden Carr will step to the plate. Davis Carr. Swing and a miss, strike one. Carr batting 200 with two home runs, 12 runs batted in. Batting for Anderson. Syntek on deck. 0-1 account. Rispoli trying to close it out for the Flyers. Next pitch is outside, gets away from the catcher. 1-1. So the winning pitcher today is going to be Tran. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. So the Flyers are going to win for the sixth time in seven games. Here's the pitch. Fly ball back out of play. They're going to go 9-6 on the year. They're going to be 6-2 here at the friendly confines. Ooh, that hit him in the head. So Carr is on with a hit by pitch. That'll bring up Carter Syntek. Syntek singled to center his last time up. He is 1-2. He also had a sack bunt in the third inning. Pitches outside and high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Rispoli sets. Kicks and fires outside ball two. Two balls and no strikes. So it's going to be Knicks to finish up. Nobody warming up in the Dayton bullpen. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. 2-1 to count. Nick wearing number 51. 2-1 to count. One down here in the ninth inning. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. Nice snag by McDougal. 3-1 to count. Runner at first base. Getting a good lead. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike two. 3-2 the count to Syntek. On deck, Dawson Perry. We're scheduled up. Here's the pitch. Misses ball four. So Rispoli walks.
Now batting, number 33, Dawson Perry.
Walks Syntek. That'll bring up Perry. Perry is 1-4-4 on the day. He singled in the fifth. Reached on an error in the third, and it's grounded out and struck out. So Dayton looking for a game-ending double play. Here's the pitch up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Rispoli getting the sign from his catcher, McDougal. Now he sets and looks back at second base. Rocks and fires and swing and a hefty cut by Perry. Swing and a miss, strike one. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen, 1-2. We appreciate everybody that has listened this weekend. One ball, two strikes, one down here in the Ninth swing and a missed strike three. So two down, that's going to bring up Cale Frost. No, I take that back. It's going to bring up Cohen Henry. Henry batting 182 with a home run, or with no home runs and four runs batted in. Henry playing left field for Bellows, but batting for Frost. Rispoli delivers in there for called strike one. Flyer bench ready to celebrate on this one. Get ready to head down to Northern Kentucky on Tuesday. No balls, one strike, two down here in the ninth. Ball inside for 1-1. Ball gets away from McDougal. Runners are going to advance on the wild pitch. So that puts runners at second and third. Carr at second, Syntek at second. Two balls and a strike, two down here in the ninth inning, 16-4. Flyers leading it. Another ball gets away. Here comes a run in. They throw the first. Tried to get the runner at home, but the run comes in. And going to third is Syntek on the wild pitch. Makes now 16-5. Three balls and a strike to Henry. Venice on deck. Here's the pitch. Another one in the dirt, and here comes another run in to score. So two runs here in the seventh inning clears the bases. I take that back. It's ball four to Henry. Adam Bennis will stand in. He is 0-1 with a strikeout and a walk. I take that back. It's somebody else. Will Kent. Another pass ball. I'll take it back. It's not Kent. That is Bennis. I thought I saw 29 on there. A ball and no strikes to count. 16-6 is our score. Rispoli sets and delivers. Swinging a foul tip into the glove of McDougal. One ball, one strike. Rispoli delivers. Misses outside for a ball, 2-1. Pitches in there for a called strike two, so they're down to the final strike. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Two are in. 16-6 is our score. Rispoli sets and delivers a 2-2. Swing! And a miss. Flyers win it. 16-6.
Today's game, the final score is the Jackrabbits 6 and your Dayton Flyers 16.
So the Flyers win it 16-6, 16-12-1 for the Flyers, 6-7-3 for the Jackrabbits. We'll be back with more after this.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth. Step out of the car, please. I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Your final score, the Flyers 16 and the Jackrabbits 6, 16 runs, 12 hits and an error for the Flyers, 6 runs, 7 hits and 3 errors for the Jackrabbits. The winning pitcher will be Aiden Tran. The loser will be Arlen Peters. So Tran will pick up his first win of the year, first win of his career, I should say. And Peters will fall to 0-1. So, that's going to do it for us. We will be back on the air on Tuesday as the Flyers travel down to Northern Kentucky to take on the Norse. First pitch will be at 2 p.m. We'll be on the air at 1:30 with all the pregame stuff, with the coaches' comments and the player profile. I'll have it for you right here on the Gem City Sports Network. We thank you for tuning in. We'll talk to you next time as the Flyers take on the Norse on Tuesday. Back home here against Bowling Green on Wednesday. So this is Doug Brown saying so long from Warner Field with your final score in a game that took 2 hours and 55 minutes. It was the Flyers 16 and the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State 6. It's been a presentation of the Gem City Sports Network. Thank you for listening to Flyer Baseball. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lilly's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for all the exciting play-by-play action of Flyer Baseball right here on the Gem City Sports Network. Yeah.